Hi, Chris 200.
This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is the 20-something of 26th of November, 2007. Welcome to Audio On Demand. This is Chris 200, if I didn't mention that already. And I am on the, internal mic today. Echo. Maybe I've got some echo on the... maybe I don't. Maybe it's bouncing around the room here. In the cab. In the old cab of the car. There we go. It's still got a little bit of echo. I don't care. Make me feel like dancing. Well. Jesus Christ. I'm driving a lumber wagon here. Well, what's been going on? Hey, Thanksgiving weekend holiday is over. Thank goodness for that. That's what I give thanks for. Well, what's been going on? I didn't do a whole hell of a lot this weekend, this holiday. I am in the green car today. I'm in my wife's car, the Toyota Solara. And the reason why that is my window in the vintage Acura broke. And it's wintertime here, and I don't know what the temperature got today. It's actually pretty nice right now, but this morning it was probably pretty chilly. No frost on the windows, though. Asshole, this guy. 43, I think it just said there. It seems like it's more warmer than that. Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, the window broke. you have a vintage Acura, vintage Acura Legend, you know that the parts can be quite expensive. Not only that, they're hard to find. Locally, I don't have very good luck with salvage yards on finding parts. Locally, they do have a wrecked car in Lincoln here. By the way, you were listening to some KRNU as I was getting set up, and there was part of a Wilco song there that I wanted everyone to hear. I thought it was pretty good. Kind of reminds me of that emo crap. That emo crap, you know. I think Wilco. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong, but I thought they had some sort of connection to Omaha. Either they're on Saddle Creek Records or they are originally from Omaha. I get Wilco and Kyle O'Reilly mixed up all the time. I don't know much about their music, but anyway, back to the window. Actually, I think both of them are Saddle Creek Records folks. Emos. Omaha. Omaha's burgeoning music scene. The home of the emos. Anyway, I went over to Lowe's to get some extension cords or something, and then some little, you know, snacky thing or something, you know, late last night. And I went to roll down the window, and it went snap, and then the window fell in. And, so the actual glass isn't broken. What they call it is a window regulator. Put that in your Google and see what you find. It's called a window regulator. It did broke. I thought actually it came apart, but after I pulled it completely out, I found out that it was it was broke. Yeah, it was broken in two pieces, or one piece was broken. Yeah, that shouldn't have been. So, last night I was up till midnight searching around on the goddamn internet trying to find a part for my vintage Acura. And, I didn't have any luck really finding one. I mean, I found bits and pieces. I put my shit in one of these search things in every goddamn junkyard in the South, in Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina, and everybody's been emailing, $84 will get you one of them window regulators. This is good and used. So, I got on the phone this morning to the friendly people over at Olston's, I think it's called, in Lincoln. And I found one. They had one in Texas somewhere. So, they're going to go ahead and ship that up to me, and it's going to actually come right to my doorstep. Thank goodness for... God damn it. Great customer service there. Threw it on the old credit card, and away we went. Last night I was fucking around with that, getting that door tore apart, and this and that, and the other thing, and whatever else I had to do, you know. And I think while I got the door apart, I'm going to replace the speakers. Since I know how to take the damn thing apart now, I can do that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna have to see if I can find some speakers somewhere. The speaker that I pulled out on the drive, it's the driver's door, of course. It was pretty much rotted out. All the foam and that was gone. probably why it rattles and sounds like shit. So maybe tonight I'll go shopping for speakers. I'm sure the wife's not happy about that. Hopefully I can keep the cost down to around $50 or something. I know the last set I put into my car was about $100, the 6x9s in the back. And, yeah, they were shot. I mean, the car's, well, let's see, it's 2007, figure, it's 17 years old, you know, it's a 91, which means it was probably built in 90. So, and, yeah, they're the original speakers in there, and, yeah, they've been beaten up pretty good. That's what I always say, you know, about every 75 to 100,000 miles, change your speakers out. Change your speakers out, clean up that sound system, make everything a lot better. So, actually, I'm kind of excited about the new speakers. Go figure. Why is this so goddamn loud? Is that better? I think this car is a lot louder than the vintage Acura. I hear air coming in somewhere. What is it? I don't know. So, yeah, did that. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. We didn't do a whole lot on Sunday. What did we do on Sunday? We did do some Christmas shopping on Sunday. We skipped out on church, which means my wife wants to go tonight. And, going through the first speed trap of the day today. Just on the west side of the Wayscales here in beautiful Nebraska, just off the Waverly exit. As we cross the Camp Creek. Roughly at mile marker 414. So, yeah, we're going to do that. Going to go to church tonight. Let's see. I think it was Saturday night. Yeah, it was Saturday night. I was, you know, dinking around on the computer, and I saw Pizza Babe was online, but she didn't want to be disturbed, so I decided to disturb her. And, you know, I kind of got a two-for-one whammy on that one, you know. She was actually podcasting with Sin at the time. And, I actually kind of doinked in on the conversation there. So, I got mentioned there. I also got mentioned on on the very beginning of, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes into that program. Somebody calls in and tells them about my latest episode, previous episode. I think it's called Boils, Sprouts, and Enchiladas. So go over to WonderHit 1 and check that out. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of funny. They were kind of having a good old time. Talking about me a little bit on there, so, you know, it's always kind of nice to get a little bit of exposure with some other podcasts. You know, I really haven't, you know, like I said in the past, I really haven't worked really hard on promoting myself or whatever. You know, it's pretty much only been this thing is pretty much kind of been, you know, an audio blog type of thing. I just kind of ramble as I'm driving along here. So, anyway, that happened Saturday. Saturday afternoon, I went over with my dad over to the Al Coniglia Field in Omaha to watch the Mavericks football get spanked by Central Washington. It's like deja vu all over again. Within 3 points, maybe they were actually within 7 points, winning the darn game. Within 3 points, and then later on ended up being within 3 points of, 3 points behind, 3 points, 3 point game, and they kind of let that one trickle down their leg, if you know what I mean. Things just didn't work out. I don't understand. But, it was good to see those guys get to play in a playoff game. It's been the third year in a row they've been in the playoffs. My brother played there 2-3 years ago. So, no, 2 years ago. He didn't play this season, didn't play last season, played the season before. So what would that be? 05 season? I think it was the 05 season he played in. Same sort of thing. Feeling that day. I was feeling pretty good, I guess, that those days. I was really kind of tired. Friday, didn't do a whole lot. I actually got out and did a little bit of shopping. Must have been Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night. I got a newer computer. I bought it in 06. So it's almost 2 years old, and for me that's pretty new. And I've got an IDE hard drive. I was like, I'll throw that sucker in there. I need some more space. Blah 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 blah. And of course, it didn't work out like I thought. Don't have the right connections in there, so. So, I'm going to go ahead and try and get this Hooter going with an adapter. I was looking for this adapter. I kind of figured they wouldn't have it. We'll see if this adapter thing works. It cost me under $10. It's coming from Tokyo or something. So, yeah. Anyway, I got that coming over. It's supposed to go from SATA to IDE or SATA to IDE, vice versa. I don't know. We'll see if it works. If not, I'll be throwing it on eBay and selling that goddamn thing. Oh, what did we do Thursday? I cooked the bird, went over to the in-laws and did that, made a good pie. Yada yada yada, humma humma humma. Have a good day and good night. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing the last 3 or 4 days. What the hell was I gonna? I was gonna talk about something else, but I can't remember. So, God damn it. Don't you hate it? Don't you hate it when you drive a different car and you can't figure shit out? Thing's got a little bit different cruise control mechanism on it, and dumping it. I keep hitting cancel. I'm sure somebody behind me said, that goddamn asshole just dumped it. He's just hitting the brakes now. What the hell? He just hitting them brakes. I've been playing around a little bit with Facebook. You can find me there by searching for, hell, I don't know. I don't know how you find people on there. Holy Radio Chris 200? I don't know. Don't know. But, yeah, I actually talked to Jenny probably on Friday or Thursday night or something. Chatted with her a little bit. Chatted with her a little bit on Saturday night. You know, it's been a long time since I've socialized on the net, you know? It's been really, really a long time. And, I guess, you know, I don't want to, I'm going to say something here, okay? Now listen, I'm going to say something. Are you listening? I am not talking about the particular individuals I have recently talked to online or chatted or whatever. I am'd, PM'd, express, blah, blah, blah. You know, for my history, I've been doing this chatting business since 92, I think it was. '92 or '93, before there was even web browsers. It's probably 92, I think. I don't know. Christ. Crazy shit. Never mind. No subpoena, don't worry about it. Okay, yeah. But it always seems to be, oh, what do I want to say? There seems to be a lot of whiners out there, a lot of people that like to bitch about things, and I don't know. I don't know if it's a gather pity. I don't know if that's the right phrase for themselves. I don't know if it's because you're hidden behind the computer screen or what, but, this just in, we are now going to cross the Platte River. Yes, this is the landmark of the show here, one of the physical landmarks, marks the halfway point home, so we are now on the bridge. We are now on the bridge. Okay, got that out of the way. So yeah, there's a lot of whiners out there and stuff, and I don't know if it's just the psychology behind it. Or what? You know, I kind of started thinking psychology again. Saturday it was. Yeah, Saturday. And, when I went to the game, I was like, gosh, I must not get out very much because all these people are so pretty and into themselves and this and that and the other thing. And then I thought, you know, well, you stupid idiot, you're on a college campus. You're not amongst the commoners here, you know. You're not amongst everybody, you know. You got parents here that are all dolled up and made up and doodadded up and this and that. And then you got all the co-eds running around in their tight jeans. And the guys with the fancy shirts and jackets and this and that. And then I thought, well, geez, what is wrong with me? I feel out of place here. Well, then, you know, I kind of thought about it a little bit. Thought, well, yeah, you idiot. You get out, you go to the store and this and that. These people aren't there. Just where you at? I kind of had a little freak out moment there. I thought maybe I was just spending a little too much time at home. You know what I mean? Kind of turning into a Madge. So, speaking of Madge, I've got to send her a video. Hear that list? I've got to send her a video. Hopefully she'll put it on. Somebody put together Tony Blair and George Bush singing Endless Love by, I don't know who, Lionel Richie and some woman. I don't know who the woman is, but oh my God, they matched up the lips and everything. Oh my God, it is so funny. I think it's called Test on my iPod. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. Oh my God, it was so funny. I've been listening to a little bit more Whole Wheat Radio recently. I don't know why, but I am, and it is forever and ever, amen. Maybe it's because the old Jim Bob podcast audio magazine, he's been putting some stuff out there. I like it. You know, it's almost been 3 years, you know, since we've got something regular from him. And I really miss it. I really do miss it. I really do miss it, so. And what else? I don't know. It's getting darker. Taking Friday off. Today's Monday. Looking forward, I've got some tests on. I know I go see somebody on Wednesday. I see somebody on Friday for some tests. And so, yeah, that'll be fun. Hopefully I get my car parts before then so I can get that all put back together. I wonder if I should even dare trying to drive that car. I'm thinking about duct taping the window. Duct taping the window up so it doesn't fall out, fall down. With my luck, the goddamn thing will fall down the damn door as I'm going down the interstate. back on the whiners. Like I said again, I'm not speaking to anybody or about anybody in particular. And listen up, you know. But, you know, the chatting and that. And now these audio magazines or podcasts or whatever it is, netcasts. Yow, that heater's hot. It seems like there's still quite a bit of whiners out there. I don't know. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting too old or what, or been with the technology a little bit longer. I don't know. I probably whine a lot. But I just find it fascinating that that's what people kind of tend to gravitate to, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Just past the Gretna exit here, and on my left is Nebraska Crossing Factory Stores, where we have about 35 open spots for your factory store needs. The place is not doing so well. Not doing so well at all. Nope. So, Oh, shit. How can I forget about this stuff? Talked about football. Oh, gosh. It's, the Nebraska football saga continues. T.O. stepped up to the podium about 10:30 on Saturday and said, Billy Callahan is done. The chapter has closed on the West Coast offense for Nebraska. They let him go. I didn't have very much, you know, just wasn't a good thing from the beginning. Let's just say that. I'll just say that, okay? I didn't think it was a good thing in the beginning. I thought it was nutty. Fired the AD a few weeks ago. Now the coach is gone. Season's ended. Barely ended. Like 12 hours after the season was ended. Billy Callahan, you're pack it up. Back to Oakland or wherever. So, of course, the speculation now and all the rumors and this and that are who will be the next Cornhusker head football coach, bring the team back to winning in its glory and tradition. It's kind of funny to watch the boards. Everybody's rumor. I shouldn't say everybody. Collective conscience, or whatever you want to say. The biggest rumors are Bo Pelini from LSU. He was a defensive coach. I think he was a defensive coach, defensive coordinator for Nebraska for just one season, and he was, that was 4 years ago when head of the tradition was chopped off there with Frank Solich being fired right after the end of the season and before the bowl game by Stevie P. And I forgot, did I say that? Worked under Frank, and he, I guess, was tapped, interim head coach. And then, of course, Billy came in and, you know, brought in his own boys. So Bo was out looking and got a job somewhere else. So anyway, they're talking Bo Pelini. They're talking Turner Gill. Turner Gill was actually there at, he was actually there with Callahan for, I think, at least one season. I think he kind of got demoted out of the coaching thing there. I don't remember. Some of these sports nuts would have to tell me. anyway, I don't know. It's been fun to watch the boards on that. It's fun to watch the news on that. There was rumors today that on Sunday or what was it? Sunday? 25th, an airplane flew from Lincoln to Baton Rouge to Atlanta. That it was the, I guess, research firm that would be doing the, you know, helping the university find this new coach, that they would, that it was their plane, and somebody actually dug up the flight tracking numbers of the plane, and showed the flight plan, showed everything about that. You think you're being somewhat private about something, but every goddamn thing's on the internet. Down to the elevation the plane was flying as it flew from Lincoln to Baton Rouge and from Baton Rouge to Atlanta, and what time it landed and what time it took off. I don't know. So that, I thought that was kind of interesting. He probably did. Probably is what happened. T.O. and Harvey got on the old airplane and went down to see Bo. Who knows? Who knows? It might have been something else. I don't know. Funny though. Oh well. Well, pod people, if I've picked anybody up since the pizza babe, since I annoyed the hell out of her and was mentioned numerous times on that show. Oh, I got one more thing to talk about. If I picked up any more listeners, welcome aboard. Yeah. Anyway, I got an email today. Now listen up. This is something new. I like doing this. Now listen up. I want to tell you something, and now listen to what I'm going to say. This guy is freaking nuts. This guy that I'm going to talk about right now is nuts, okay? Listen. I got an email today from a Rule 237, which is also affectionately referred to. This person is referred to as Rule from the Netherlands. I got this message today from Rule concerning the Overnightscape super secret project. Now, I don't know if I should even be talking about this because I've got a special sneak preview of this and I haven't listened to it yet. It's a 300 and some megabyte file, okay? And this is just a preview, okay? And, I guess it's all right if I don't mention the site of where the secret project thing is, super secret project. I'll tell you this much. It's called the Overnightscape Underground, and it will be a show And I'm not sure if it will be in Well, it sounds like it'll be in multiple files. Okay. Gosh, should I spill the beans on this or what? It will be a show in the length of 24 hours. Okay, I don't know if it's consecutive hours. I don't know if it's bits and pieces that have been picked up along the way. I don't know if we're going to hear Frank in the toilet. I don't know what it's all about. I don't understand why we need that much of Frank. But as far as I know, this is probably a first. This will be a series from what I understand. I don't know how he's going to do it. I honestly don't understand. I think it's going to be multiple files. I think you could download it also as one long file. He's tried it out. He's tested the systems. It works. It's like 2 gigabytes of Frank. What the hell, man? So I think that will be a first for podcasting. I don't know of anybody else that has done more than, you know, some of the larger ones out there have been, you know, 6 or 8 hours is a slot. And to tell you the truth, I think I've actually listened to some of them. But never have I heard of 24 hours and it being a series. I don't know. It boggles my mind. I don't understand it. It's going to be like Frank Radio, I think. You know, Justin TV, Frank Radio. You should call it Frank Radio, for God's sakes. 24 hours. I have a hell of a time with 24 minutes. Maybe once, two, three times a week drives me crazy. 24 freaking hours! A podcast lasting 24 hours? I'll have to charge the iPod at least twice just to listen to that. God. You heard it here second, okay? I don't know why it's a super secret project. I don't know. Maybe he's stunting. Maybe this is a stunt. Maybe he's not actually going to do this. Maybe he's... I don't know, man. I don't understand. Is he going to try and monetize on the 24-hour thing? Like, you get the first 10 hours free, but if you want to hear the next 12, you gotta pay $1 an hour or something? I don't know. I'm making my turn here on 84th Street, off of Highway 370, heading into downtown Papillion. Yes, it's Papillion, not Papillon. As others may have said. Excuse me. 24 hours. You know what? I am tempted. I can only record about an hour at a shot, I think. But that's my fault because I've got a stupid recorder that only takes smart cards. What can I say? I was working strike bullshit fucking 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I saw it on special and I had to have it. So 24 hours. My gosh. I am waiting with bated breath to find out what this is all about. I don't understand. As soon as I get home, that'll be one of the first things that I will look up and download the 300 some odd megabytes and find out what it's all about. 300, that's about 300 minutes, right? So what's that? That's under 5 hours? 5 hours worth? Yeah, this is just a preview of 5 hours worth. Just some highlights of the show that we got for you today. Freaking 24 hours. I can't believe it. I don't understand. I don't understand how it's going to work. But Frank, you know, he's kind of a special bird, if you've listened to Frank. And, yeah. Sorry, Frank, if I let the cat out of the bag. I couldn't help it. So sue me. Well, you can't sue me. I ain't got anything you can take. I ain't got anything you can have. Shit, you wouldn't want what I have. Anyway, 24 hours of Frank is what I'm going to call it. The Overnight Scape Underground. Look for it coming very soon. The Super Secret Project from the Overnight Scape, Frank Edward Nora. And why did I hear music just then? It's 5:14. I am on 84th Street, or as they say here in Papillion, Washington Street. The menu is clear here at the mortuary. It doesn't, well, maybe they are open for business today. It's always sad to drive by the mortuary and see it filled up. But, you know, that's where the beginning of the end starts. Or the end to the beginning. I don't know. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. You're going to be turning on to Hogan. I'm making my final approach to Casa del... whatever. Mi casa. And I'm going to wrap this up. This is Chris 200. Audio on demand. The website is wonderhit1.com because I bought it and didn't buy audioondemand.com because I think somebody else has it. Wonderhit1 is just something I had, okay? Just something I bought, okay? It's a long story behind that one, but anyway, I am going to go ahead and shut this off. Chris 200, Audio on Demand. Check me out at wonderhit1.com. I am also on the feed for the Freak Network, thefreaknetwork.com. You can check me out there also, and all of the other friends and family located at thefreaknetwork.com. Not for the faint at heart. 18 and under, under 18, probably shouldn't check it out. You might get in trouble with the folks. A lot of interesting folks out there, of all backgrounds. We do not discriminate. We hate them all equally. That's just stupid. Why did I say that? Okay, for the last time, I'm done. Good night. Have a good day. Good night. Over and out and under. Later.